Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And, of course, every Friday we have Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines in the studio to talk to us about what's going on in the metro this weekend and into next week. It is Friday.
Yay? Friday.
Yeah, your favorite day.
It is my favorite day.
Next to Thursday and Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday.
True. Well, you know, I wouldn't say Monday. I wouldn't say Monday's.
Yeah, but when you're a party girl,
that's right.
Every day's Friday for you.
Well, it's my favorite day of the week, but it's also my favorite time of the year. Fall.
Fall. Well, it's not quite fall yet.
Oh, well, it's close enough.
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, well, but we have lots of fall things going on this weekend to talk about.
All right. What's going on?
Well, this first one isn't quite fall, but we can pretend.
All right.
This one is actually at Fairway. Yes, Fairway. I know, we don't have many events at Fairway, but this one is at the Fairway on East Euclid Avenue in Des Moines. It's a chili pepper roast.
Oh.
And that's today. It's going on right now until 7 o'clock. So if you're on your way home and you're thinking,
Chili peppers. Let's go roast some.
Go stop at Fairway. This is free. You just stop in and they're going to have over 24 different kinds of chili peppers
that
to
be
try.
Really interesting.
Isn't that something different?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Fairway, Euclid, chili peppers, go.
Yeah, why not? Complimentary roasts and outdoor fun, free samples and all the different things you
cool
can do
idea.
With chili peppers, right?
Who would have thought?
Yeah, I mean, you've got Bacon Fest, you've got Beer Fest, and now you've got
Fairway's
Chili Pepper Fest. Look at that.
Yeah.
And not only are they doing it at the East Euclid location, they're doing it all different fairways, different days. So I'll keep you updated. If you can't make it to this one, I bet you can make it to another one at a different fairway location this fall.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, sounds fun to me. Here's one that you guys might already know about. The Des Moines Kennel Club Dog Show is this weekend.
Woof, woof.
Yes, at the Iowa State Fairgrounds Varied Industries Building. That's today. Started at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Goes all the way through the 11th. This is free admission to the Kennel Club Dog Show.
All kinds of things to buy there.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you guys go home with all of them.
Probably. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great. Another dog thing.
Another dog thing, of course. Here's a fun one. If you're a big Seinfeld fan or just like Jerry Seinfeld, he is in town.
Get out of here.
Tonight, 7 p.m. Tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. At the Des Moines Civic Center, of course, Jerry Seinfeld. Show up, see if they've got tickets. Somebody's got to be selling tickets to Jerry Seinfeld tonight.
I bet you can buy tickets even outside.
I bet.
There's a couple of tickets left.
I bet there are.
Price Jerry Seinfeld
$50
tonight.
To $125 to see Jerry Seinfeld in the
Moines.
Flesh in Des Moines tonight. How cool, Jerry Seinfeld.
That's crazy.
Were you a fan?
Oh, of course.
Of course, who wasn't, right?
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Funny stuff. Jerry Seinfeld.
So out there.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. Starting at the Des Moines Community Playhouse this weekend, Rave On, the Buddy Holly Experience. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're all playing all through the weekend and all through the week. You can start going to see Rave On, the Buddy Holly Experience at the Des Moines Playhouse. That's their feature show going on right now.
It should be a good show, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it, including hits such as Peggy Sue.
No.
Raining in My Heart.
Get out of here.
It's So Easy.
Yep.
That'll Be the Day. I know none of these.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Really?
And, of course, Rave On. I don't know any of these. Is that bad?
But if it were Cake.
If it were Cake, I would be there. Yeah, I would know all about it. But I'll go see this anyway because they do such
Playhouse.
A good job at the Des Moines Playhouse. Every show they do. So go see that. This one is interesting. A free event at the Southside Library this weekend. This is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Iowa State University Insect Zoo is coming to the Southside Library.
You know, isn't tomorrow the Iowa State game?
Probably.
I mean, I'm just thinking.
Because
we've got, like, the Iowa State's coming in with bugs?
Iowa State University Insect Zoo at the Southside Library tomorrow, yes.
All right.
The ones that aren't playing. Will be there with the Insect Zoo.
Okay.
So, talking about the game, the Touchdown Tailgate will be happening at Cole's Commons down on Walnut Street, right down the street from here. The 2016 Touchdown Tailgate Party at Cole's Commons will feature a 4-foot TV for viewing the Iowa versus the Iowa State football game at 6:30 p.m. Yeah. For the game. That sounds exciting. Yeah, there's going to be a whole bunch of beverages and food and music and tailgating in Cole's Commons this weekend for the Iowa State football game. That's a good question. I knew you were going to ask that, and I did not write it down.
No.
So,
but you can go.
But you can go. Yes, this says that it is. See, I don't really know much about football, but it says that it is today and tomorrow. Oh, yeah, today and tomorrow from 10. From 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. So this is like a 2-day event for this game in Cole's Commons. So just go out and party tomorrow and Sunday. Okay. Fun stuff. Tailgate game. All right. Now that like it's fall, because it's fall already in my head, because you can buy pumpkin spice lattes and stuff.
Oh, then that means it's fall.
Yeah. Well, another way to know that it's fall is that all of the corn maze, pumpkin patch, apple picking places are open. This weekend is the big opening weekend. You've got Howell's Pumpkin Patch opening this weekend. You've got Center Grove Orchard opening their farm stand. You can go get apple cider donuts and all that fun stuff.
Yum.
You can do the corn maze, the fun zone, and pumpkin picking at Geisler Farms. That one's in Bondurant. Just who doesn't love a good corn maze and a good pumpkin patch? Fun stuff, all fun stuff that you can do here in Iowa.
Because
it's fall.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
in your
right.
mind, it is fall.
In my mind, it is fall. School started.
It's fall.
It's fall. You send pants on the kids, you know it's fall.
Oh.
That's right.
It was pretty hot this week, though.
Yeah, that's all right. He sweated through it. He was all right. You got to wear the new school clothes.
Such a
Come
mom.
On. Come on. Oh, here we go. Here's a new one. Fox Brewing is celebrating their first anniversary with a party and beer release tomorrow. From 12 p.m. to 11 p.m., come celebrate the first anniversary on September 10th. A new Russian Imperial Stout will be released at noon. Yes, at Fox Brewing.
Wow, a Russian Imperial Stout.
That's right.
Do you have any idea what that means?
No, not at all. And I don't understand how it's Russian if they made it in Iowa, but still.
Hey, you gotta go.
Still, you gotta go try this. Actually, there's gonna be 5 different beer releases. And if you've... Oh, there's going to be 5. Yeah, there's going to be 5 different ones. And if you come to 4 of the releases, you win prizes. So come to this beer release and then come to all the other ones.
And win prizes.
Russian. Yes. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have banh mi will be there for food. So drink beer, eat banh mi, fun stuff this weekend if you're not
tailgating. And go to all 5 of them and get prizes.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Ooh, Jasper Winery is also having their Iowa Wine Tour. Yes, September 11th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., $55. Enjoy a Sunday afternoon visiting 3 picturesque central Iowa vineyards and wineries. Enjoy wine tasting, education, vineyard tours, and on-site shopping.
Yes.
Yep, Jasper Winering, Annalise Winering, La Vida Loca Winery, $55. Includes round-trip transportation, snacks on the bus, and wine. Must be 21 years of age to do it. Obviously, Jasper Winery, Iowa Wine Tour this weekend.
On Sunday,
the 11th. What better to do on a Sunday than a wine tour? And you don't even have to drive.
It starts about noon, right?
That's right.
How fun.
Fun stuff. 5 hours long. Let's see.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, here's a good one. Team Trivia at the Gas Lamp. This is next week. So if you're looking for something to do on the 13th, it's the middle of the week, and you're like, what am I going to do? You can go do Team Trivia at the Gas Lamp. September 13th, 7:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. every Tuesday night, 7:30 at the Gas Lamp. That's right out here.
Trivia at the Gas Lamp.
Yep, fun stuff. Have you visited the Black Cat ice cream place that's opened up? Yes.
No. Where's this?
Yep. It's homemade ice cream. It's at the Gas Lamp. Remember there used to be like a little hole in the wall restaurant there for a while?
Yeah.
Well, that's out. Black Cat Ice Cream is in and they have homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
Lots of weird different flavors. They have like Saturday cereal and Cookie Monster and all these different ice creams. $5 a cup. Good stuff. Inside the Gas Lamp.
See the stuff that we pick up from you?
I know.
You're everywhere.
Wealth of knowledge.
Yes.
Wealth of knowledge. That's right.
If it has anything to do with family fun,
That's right. That's
or
me.
Or adult fun.
Or anything fun. Yeah, fun. Mess. All right. Got two or more cake. For you. Two more. Another along the lines of being fall and being my favorite season. The Apple Extravaganza at the Des Moines Botanical Gardens, September 15th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's a garden growers program designed for youths age 5 to 11. They're going to show you all the apple varieties, how they're grown in Iowa, and make your own miniature apple pie. What fun. Who would not want to do that? At the Botanical Garden on the 15th. Apple Extravaganza.
Apple Extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
It is fall, isn't it?
It is fall. It yeah, so is
yeah,
fall.
So, yes.
Yep. All right. One last one for you.
All right.
The Battle of the Best Culinary Competition at Willis Auto Campus in the Lexus Showroom.
What?
Yes. September 15th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. At the Willis Auto Campus. Local chefs will prepare dessert with one Iowa-grown aronia berry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, those purple berries.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
And good for you, too.
Yeah, local chefs will be competing. There'll be community representation of judges, and they're going to try these aronia berry desserts. And apparently, you can buy tickets. Young professionals, $75. Regular people, $150. Regular people. Battle of the Best Culinary Competition, Willis Auto Campus. Buy tickets, eat aronia berry desserts. There it
wow.
is.
Wow.
Bam.
Bam, I guess so. Drop the mic.
That's right.
Who would have thought? A chef extravaganza
at Willis Auto Campus.
Very mm-hmm. nice.
All there right. you go.
Tons of stuff to do tonight, tomorrow, Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Apples, aronia berries,
fall.
Lots of stuff.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Fall.
Fall.
Fall. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're so welcome.
Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines in each Friday afternoon to tell us some great things to do that you can get by with here in the greater Des Moines metro. All right, that wraps it up for another week of the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for being with us. Tyler Hackenmiller, of course, is our producer tonight. Thank you so much, Tyler. We've got to scoot on out of here. He's given us the cut sign. That means go. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayre. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The music that you're listening to right this moment is, yes, that's correct, it is done by James Goodlett. If you want some music for your video or for your website, get in touch with us. We will hook you up with James. For all of us here on the News Hour on this Friday, we heard earlier from Lynn Pritchard from Table 128. Interesting stuff. And, of course, Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.